This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, friends. It is Monday, November 25th, 2013. This is Spengala Speaks, and this is Deanna Spengala coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spengala.com. There you will see the names of all the guests that I've had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpengolaSpeaks.info for links and files. One of our very talented listeners established this site to augment information not found elsewhere. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spengola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spengola.com, or by going to Spengola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when I open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Tony Pantelleresco. That's PantelleresCo. His website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. Augmentinforce, all one word, .50webs.com. So, do we have Tony on the line?
You do. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm here.
Good. I see you have a new video up. Which talks about smart meters in Arizona. And I watched that this morning. Okay. And smart meters is a really big concern for a lot of people. I know that just recently I received a note from somebody in California that is very concerned about the smart meters going in out there. And, of course, I think a lot of people are very concerned. What is your is there any kind of protection that we can use to counter the radiation?
Everybody should be concerned with this thing because it's part of a three-way system. I mean, you're exposed to chemtrails, which inundate your body with polymers and biofilm. You're eating genetics, which bind with the chemtrails, and then the smart meters activate these things while you're sleeping. So, yeah, you definitely need to take a stand. Some things you can do, you can shield yourselves by building shielding measures in where you sleep, cutting off your power supply to your homes, making sure your computers with your Wi-Fi systems and your radio frequency devices are turned off and disconnected. These are things you must do if you want to eliminate any frequencies. You have to understand as well, the problem is not just your home, but your neighbors as well. Your neighbors have their smart meters on, which amplify the signals, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, this is when they're at their climax. A lot of you are not sleeping between 2 and 4 a.m., at 3 o'clock a.m. is when the pitch is at its worst, when the signals are at their strongest, and it causes a lot of problems. A lot of people come to me and ask me for sleep aids. The biggest thing I will tell you to use is niacinamide, form of B3, and combine that with almost anything, really. GABA, glycine, tryptophan, 5-HTP, taurine. These things will help and work together in helping you with the sleep. But usually, even with these things, when these things are pulsing at 3 a.m., it'll wake you up out of a sound sleep. So, again, you may want to, again, build some shielding, meshing. One of the things you can do is run a humidifier and add either iodine or silver or both into the humidifier or essential oils. This will produce a mist or moisture content in the air, which will deflect and diffuse some of the signals that are getting through. Any copper or aluminum meshing that you can put into the room in your bedroom or anything of that nature will block a lot of the transmissions. You're not going to completely eliminate it as long as your neighbors are also not are aware, because you got to remember it's a concentration of several signals that you're dealing with, not just your own. So this is a concern. Everybody in the United States and Canada should be at arms on this stuff. These things have actually burned down people's homes. There was a home in Victoria where they had to put these meters on there, and the backing plate wasn't removed and replaced with a new one. And the technology didn't mix. The meter actually heated the backing plate, and the place caught on fire. Then the electrical company or the hydro company refused to take blame for the error that they made. These things are not safe. They're dangerous. They're a form of spyware, actually, and they are, again, they're hooked up into your homes for that reason as well. They offer no real benefit to anybody. They're a health hazard. They've turned your homes into radio broadcasting places, which technically you need a license to receive and transfer information in the airwaves. So there's a lot, and again, there are health concerns, because while you're being pulsed, your DNA is being altered again through these frequencies.
Wow. Now, you say this happens at 3 a.m. Now, what if you live in a neighborhood where they have not installed the smart meters and you still wake up at 3 a.m.? I mean, I know somebody that does that, and there are no smart meters.
Well, you got towers. You still have towers around you, and you still are being harped. I mean, take a walk on the wild side sometime. Go out at 3 a.m. and take a look up in the sky and watch them chemtrail you at nighttime, and then they start spreading those chemtrails. I just got back from Calgary, Alberta, and during the day you really don't see a whole lot of activity until around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when you start seeing the chemtrail activity become more predominant. And at dusk, when just as the sun goes down, that's when you really start seeing the heavy overlaying in that area. Where I live, I mean, it's all the time. Last week, there was so much chemtrail activity that people were contacting the radio network here in Windsor to ask why we're being sprayed so heavily. So you're still going to get that no matter where you live. You've got towers, you've got radio frequencies, you've people with Wi-Fis in their homes, with computers. This is all part of the same kind of network. So even if they don't have the smart meter per se, you are still going to get inundated with these frequencies. We're no longer living in the days of, innocence, as I would put it. You know, people are complaining about tinnitus. I had a lady from Australia write to me about a woman who had tinnitus. I said she doesn't have tinnitus. What she's getting, that ringing of the ears, is the fact that you're picking up on those frequencies. I don't truly believe that there was ever such a thing as tinnitus. I think, just based on what I'm seeing today, what was happening back in those days is people were picking up on the frequencies that were being installed through AM and FM radio and towers that were being put in those areas, and people were picking up on it, and they were misdiagnosed as having tinnitus. And what they were actually hearing was the humming and the pitching and the buzzing of these frequencies, because people are hearing that today.
Right. Now, Dr. Stanley Milgram talks about dirty electricity, and he actually recommends filters that you can put in your outlets. You can test your outlets to see if dirty electricity is coming into your home, And you can install a filter that prevents that. And there are also filters that you can put in your home that are supposed to protect your entire house from these frequencies. Have you ever investigated any of those things?
Dirty electricity is AC, so I don't really see how these filters are going to work completely. I think they may neutralize or cut some of it down, but you have to understand, it's a amplification of these frequencies. It's not just your home. Okay, let's say you're living in a townhouse complex. Well, those signals, things are all connected, so they amplify everybody else's exposure.
Tony, we do have to go to a quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Sorry to interrupt. Be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Welcome back. Excuse me, this is Deanna. Our guest today is Tony Pantaloresco. His website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. And you mentioned before that we should turn off all Wi-Fi, and you also said to unplug them. Correct?
Yes, definitely. I mean, okay, when I go to bed at night, when I shut down my computer, I unplug my modems, I plug my Wi-Fis, I shut off all the power to these systems. If you have that in your house, you need to shut them down. One guy went as far as shutting off the power to his home just to make sure that there was no transmission capacity to going to the home. Those of people who are having problems sleeping, either sleep low in the basement areas. If you have a basement, sleep up in the roof. There's absolutely no shielding from in the roof unless you've got a aluminized ceiling or copper mesh barriers that you put in to eliminate any harping or any radio transmissions coming from towers or from your neighbor's home. Like I said, it is a combination of things, not just one thing. The way it works is really simple. I mean, if you put it in the simplest terms, I shouldn't say really simple, but putting it in the simplest terms, you are exposed to high levels of metals from the chemtrails. You're absorbing them through the skin. You're absorbing them in your diet. I mean, the organics and the conventional foods are being sprayed with nanosilver. Nanosilver is an extremely toxic metal in the body. What it does is, you know, there are marketers selling this stuff as an all-out, all-and-be-all healant. What happens is this gets into your cellular DNA and into your brain tissues and lungs, and it starts to sit there and stops the body's capacity to repair itself.
And what Tony, let me ask you, are you referring to colloidal silver here?
Not colloidal silver, nanosilver. There's a difference.
Okay. Okay.
Difference. Okay. Colloidal silver, I would encourage. Nanosilver, I would discourage.
Okay.
Okay. There is a huge difference. There are marketers selling nanosilver as, like I said, the end all be all. But what that is, when that gets inside of you, that lodges itself in your system. Colloidal silver gets excreted out. What happens is that silver acts as a conductive material in your body, making you a transceiver. So when these frequencies are hitting your body, they amplify those signals. You got to remember, the chemtrails also have silicates in it, which also amplify the signals. They have aluminum in them. They have cadmium. They have a whole host of other metals that act as conductors. So when you are around a smart meter or Wi-Fi, these things get amplified in your body, which starts breaking down your DNA and RNA. So again, when you're looking at these things, they're actually adding nanosilver, nanogold to the chemtrails so they can control the patterns and shapes of the chemtrails. So you are breathing that in. So avoid nanosilver. If someone's trying to sell you a nanosilver product, it is, I don't think it's coming from a real health source. It may be coming from the other side, as I always put it.
Okay. I want to make a quick correction. I said it was Stanley Milgram. I meant Samuel Milham. Stanley Milgram's another guy that had nothing whatsoever to do with frequency or electricity. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No problem. So anyway, one of the things you can do to fortify yourself, make yourself more resistant to this, is using saturated fat. Saturated fats act as a protectant to the cells, acts as a protectant to the cellular communication, myelin sheath. You might want to even use wheat germ oil for this as well. You may find if there's any kind of deterioration going on that this will reinforce and rebuild your system, because again, your body is being pounded with a lot of different frequencies. You have no idea from the moment you get into your car, especially the newer cars, that have these frequencies pumping through them. You're going into a subway, going into some donut shop that may have a Wi-Fi system, shopping malls that have these networks set up inside for security. I mean, you're constantly being inundated. Even your school kids at school going to their classes where they have computers and things, they're using Wi-Fis again to transfer data. There have been studies where kids have gone to school and gotten sick as a result of these frequencies that they're being hit with. So you have no idea truly how much even your cell phone is constantly pumping smart meter type frequencies. Smart meters actually are 9,000 times stronger than your cell phones, and in your house they're pumping between 90,000 to 140,000 pulses a day. So this is what you're up against.
Wow. Oh my goodness, that is something. And then of course they want to exacerbate the whole thing by putting a smart meter on your home. And getting back to turning off Wi-Fi, unplugging it and all of that, that does seem like a wonderful idea. And of course you shouldn't have any electrical products in your bedroom, or at least not within 6 feet of you. Correct?
That's an idealistic thing. I mean, people need their clocks to wake them up in the morning and things of this thing. I would minimize as much exposure as I would in your bedroom. Any meshing or any barriers that you would put up would be, again, idealistic to do. I would do it. I've got meshes along the walls of my bedroom. I've got a humidifier that I run at night, again, in my room to create a moisture barrier in the room to disperse these signals. You can actually vaporize them even more by running a space heater on one end and a humidifier on the other end. Let them run for about an hour before you go to bed and shut off the space heater. You'll vaporize the air very densely. So then that in of itself can create a barrier. They're selling stuff now where you can put a canopy over your bed, which is basically an aluminized copper mesh, which again disperses and breaks up the signals that may get through.
What about aluminum siding on your home?
It should offer some protection, but again, you got to remember, you are not just dealing with your home. You have to keep in mind, okay, if you're in a neighborhood and you've got smart meters, it's a consolidation and a concentration of those meters that you're dealing with. So you may have to take added measures. Let's say you've got a neighbor that's completely oblivious to what's going on. That has no clue. Okay, and you're putting up all the barriers and your neighbors are not doing anything or not, you know, shutting off their power and they're letting it run. You're still going to get that. A lot of that's still going to get through to your home. This is why it's important to put some kind of barriers or whatever you can, even internally. Shutting off your grid or your internal grid will minimize, again, some of the exposure, but you're still going to get it. You have to remember, you've got towers around you as well. You know, mm-hmm. You've got, you know, they're harping you at nighttime. I've walked the streets at nighttime going to my apartment between 2 and 3 a.m., and I look up in the sky, and I'm seeing them laying layers of clouds up above at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're harping those clouds. And you can, and if you're up on the second floor, and a lot of people will attest to this, they wake up the next day and they feel like somebody drove over their bodies with a Mack truck. Their knees are sore, their ankles are sore, their lower back is sore, their shoulders are sore. You know, they've changed their mattresses and they've done everything they know to do, and they're still feeling pain. So, and again, what's happening is that the roof offers no protection whatsoever when they start harping. And again, if there's some towers around you, that's going to also amplify those signals. So you are getting, you're going to get hit with it. So you have to do as much as you can to protect yourself. I have found that if you sleep in the lower levels, what happens is you've got at least two layers above you where that has to go through, which will offset that tremendously. Mm-hmm. That's what I have found anyway.
What about earthing sheets or grounding sheets? Are those at all beneficial?
They will discharge whatever you're building up in your system, but you still may feel the effects.
Okay. We're going to be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tony Cantalaresco. His website is augmentenforce.50webs.com. You mentioned HAARP, and we often think, well, HAARP is, they built HAARP to generate earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes, and to alter the weather. But you're suggesting a more subtle, continuous use against all of us all the time. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't say it's subtle.
Okay.
If we don't know about it, then
it might be subtle.
I mean, when you sit there and think about the level of microwave exposure on a daily basis, I would call that subtle. It's destroying your DNA. It's destroying your genetic makeup. It's breaking down your immune system. It's, you know, like I said, you've got particulates inside your body that these things will resonate with and amplify or be used to... create more issues with you. I mean, when you're talking changing the weather or aerosoling the sky and you're microwaving that on a daily basis, I would not call that subtle.
Okay.
That's flagrant. I mean, it just, the thing is, you're so used to hearing all the sensational crap about Fukushima or a war going on over here or some kind of earthquake over there or some political upheaval going on that, you know, you think of this in a very minor way, but this is very major. It's more major than all the things that you're watching. because this is going on a daily basis. But because it's going on so regularly, you just think, you know, you take it as an everyday occurrence without much thought anymore because you've been desensitized to it.
And we might even think, oh, it's just something I'm not doing right. I'm not eating enough of this or enough of that. I'm not taking the right supplements. We attribute it to something we're doing rather than something that's being done to us.
There you go, and it's exactly the issue. I mean, a lot of the stuff that's being sold today, even in the health food industry, is based on false marketing practices, and they got people misled on a lot of things. I just mentioned NanoSilver. Okay, you're advertising colloidal silver, and that's about the strength you're going to need to fight some of these pathogens that are 500 parts per million. And I've done a video on colloidal silver. I've been attacked. You have no idea how I've been attacked on that one, because I show people how to make their own silver up to 500 parts. I was actually showing somebody yesterday how to make it. Point is, the things that really do work are being buried with things that do not. And then there's been a lot of what I call makeup marketing to sort of cover up a lot of things so that it sounds good and it seems good, and then you buy the stuff and it actually is working against your system. I want to point out something, if I can.
Absolutely.
If you look at my script of the show for October 2013 and you click on the October 26th script, you will see a link there called Radio Wave Illnesses. Okay, and these are the end result of all the frequencies that you're being exposed to and some of the symptoms that this stuff will cause. The link is a wide and broad spectrum on all the different things that's happening as a result of the exposure to, not only to the harping, the smart meters, the towers. If you're working in a warehouse or a factory and they have radio frequencies, which is another form of frequency exposure, this also has a breaking down effect on the people. If you ever ride on the subway that's run by electricity, there are times when you'll be hitting certain points or plateaus in these trains where you fall asleep or you find all of a sudden you're getting woozy and knocking out because, again, of the frequencies that this is promoting, the electromagnetic frequencies that these things produce, which shows sometimes, again, the level of material that's in your body that this stuff is amplifying. So again, you know, when we're talking smart meter, we're talking chemtrails, we're talking HARP, we're talking genetics. This is a consortium of an attack. It's a threefold attack. One is you're being exposed with the stuff in the sky, loading yourself up with metals and polymers and biofilm. Then you're eating GMOs, which have, again, nano silver sprayed on them. Then you're being hit with a frequency device within your own homes, or again with the exposure of your cell phones or computers or whatever, which actually amplify and modulate these things and actually turn some of these things on inside your body, which then causes you to break down on all kinds of levels. And there's a lot of references and research to validate what I'm saying. So again, this is why so many people are suffering from all kinds of issues, from intestinal disorders, aches and pains in their bodies, the fibromyalgia issues that are going on, the digestive disorders, the bowel disruptions that are going on because the intestines bacteria is being flushed out and new forms of bacteria being put inside that doesn't belong there. Respiratory issues are happening because, again, a lot of fats that the body people are using, a lot of them are using so much omega-3 that they're actually oxidizing themselves further inside the body, where they need more saturated fat to protect their bodies, to maintain cellular integrity and RNA integrity. So there's a lot that's going on, and there's been a lot of sabotage within the health food industry in regard to some of the things that are being sold today.
Speaking of that, I had a lady on 3 weeks ago talking about magnesium stearate.
Yeah.
Which is an additive. What are your views on that?
You know what? You can't get around it. It is just basically a form of magnesium. Again, they've hyped up a lot of this on there. Again, whether or not that's going to be the real problem, I don't believe that's the issue. I think what's more the issue in supplements today are the polymers they're putting inside of them, the cross-carmelase and some of the other cellulose stuff that they're putting in these things. These are polymers that do not break down in the body, which bind with the genetics and with the chemtrails. So again, I don't encourage anyone buying any caplet or tablet form. But there are some exceptions with enzymes and certain things like this that do not have those components mixed with them. If it doesn't have these things in there, any form of cellulose or hemicellulose or cross-carmelose or waxes, sometimes we're even putting waxes in some of these things. And now, and we're talking health food stuff now. We're not talking drugstore brand. You have to understand that the drug industry or the pharmaceutical industry has been slowly taking over the health food industry and has been compromising a lot of these supplements. You know, they've been sabotaging them, if you will. So a lot of these things, again, I tell people all the time, when you're buying capsules, for instance, that have fats in them, like MCT fats or even primrose oil, or if you're buying an omega-3, which again, I don't, or 369, which I don't encourage because a lot of them are fish oil-based, which are very carcinogenic, cut off the capsule, suck out the inside, and throw away the capsule. You will actually feel that capsule, and it will feel like a plastic or a polymer. That does not break down.
Oh, okay. So what about krill oil regarding fish?
Omega-3s in that regard. All the fish that you're getting, all this krill, omega-3 fish, salmon, whatever, it's all loaded with arsenic and mercury, and they're not telling you this, and they're telling you, well, they're distilling it. But they distilled it, then they've heated it. So the omega-3 is dead before you even get it. If you're going to use an omega-3, you're best off either grinding a flaxseed oil and extracting the oil from that, rather than buying anything you're selling in the market. None of that stuff is of any value. The Canadian government actually tested all the fish oil products, did not find one that did not have mercury in it or arsenic. So again, I wouldn't buy, and this was done years ago, I would not, they don't have the credibility, not in my mind anyway, and I don't see any need for them. I think in this country, in the United States and Canada, if you're eating butter that's coming from a grass-fed cow, you're going to get 13 times more omega-3 than you're going to get from any fish oil without the mercury or the arsenic. You'd be further off going that way. You're going to get CLA in that. You're going to get vitamin D in that. You're going to get vitamin E in that. So I don't see why I would want to buy anything coming from outside sources. We're buying fish oils that you're buying are basically a byproduct or a waste product that's being sold in the health food industry as a health food, just like they did with soy, just like they did with canola oil, and now the latest craze is pea protein, which is no different than your soy protein, which as far as estrogens are concerned, and on a low BV rating. But this is how they're doing a sleight of hand thing. You know, everyone's against soy now, so now they're going to sell you pea protein, which is an inferior protein. And again, I wouldn't give it to anybody because, again, it'll have the same goitrogenic effect on the thyroid. It'll have the same pancreatic effect on the pancreas. Again, it's highly estrogenic, and it's a lousy protein to begin with. So, again, this is catering to the vegans who think they're getting something really good, but really it's more self-destructive in this regard.
Wow. Getting back to colloidal silver, you have a video you said that, and you taught somebody how to make it yesterday, so you don't need to go out and buy a $400 generator to make it?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
easy that is to make. If you boil some water, I'll show you how to make it. It's right on the air. It's real simple. Boil some water, put in a pot, put a pinch of baking soda in the water. Get a 1 milliamp adapter, cut the ends off, put your alligator clips, clip on your silver, clip it onto your jar or hang it in there so they're not touching. And watch how fast that'll make you 1,000 parts per million very easily. We're making 1,300, 1,600 parts. I'll show you how to do it after the break.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco. His website is augmentinforce.50webs.com. Okay, you were talking about colloidal silver and kind of laughed when I ask you about going out and buying a generator to make it. So go ahead and tell us how you would do this.
Get a TDS meter. This way you can measure your parts per million in the solution. And all you need basically is either 999 or 9999 silver. Make sure it's pure silver. Basically what you do is you could either hook up anywhere from 3 to 6 9-volt batteries and then run positive and negative, or get a 1-amp adapter. You can buy at any Value Village, cut off the ends, add alligator clips to it, clip on your coins or your silver bars or silver rod, whatever you want to use. Boil some water, put it in a container, add your baking soda, probably about maybe a quarter of a teaspoon, mix it in there. Take a reading of the water with the baking soda, see what parts per million you're getting there, and then proceed to run a charge through the silver. And then it sits there for 15, 20 minutes and then stop the meter, or stop the charge, and then take another reading. You'd be surprised how quick that can make you a high potency silver.
Now, it's important that you use the right water, correct?
distilled water versus osmosis. Don't use anything else. Don't use mineral water. Do not use any kind of spring water. You want pure water. You do not want any other contaminant in the water. You want it as clean as you can get it, because you're going to contaminate the water with silver particles. And then what you do afterwards, once you're done, put them in a dark jar and then use it. Do not use, because this is high-strength stuff. I'm not a believer using colloidal silver at high strength on a daily basis, only as needed. If you get hit with a pathogen or some kind of infection, then definitely use it, but make sure you're also using high levels of vitamin A, vitamin E, and fats as well to, you know, help the body remove some of the, remove any silver overload that you might have. You will not turn blue, like they got everybody afraid you're going to turn blue. Oh, that the Smurf guy that turned blue had copper in his silver. He's using silver spoons that had copper in it, and the copper is what turned him blue, not the silver.
I saw that guy in 2007 at a conference. He was really blue. Even his gums were blue. I mean, He was blue, blue, blue. If you had a choice between MMS or colloidal silver, which one would you choose?
For me, I probably, I use iodine. I'm a bigger fan of iodine over the two of them.
Okay.
Lugo's iodine. I prefer that. I mean, there is no choice. I mean, honestly, it's whatever. MMS is a good product. Silver is a good product. It all depends what you have and what you have access to. I mean, I just showed you how to make silver. Mm-hmm. So the common guy who can't afford MMS or can't afford Lugol's iodine at 5%, he can make his own silver. So, I mean, or she can make his own silver, their silver. So, I mean, and they all work. You know, they will all do an adequate job of killing almost any pathogen that you're exposed to, whether it be microbial, pathogenic, and viral, fungal, bacterial, even parasitical. I don't see a problem. I mean, if you can get have all of them in stock at hand, on hand, I would encourage that. Because, I mean, some things will work really well with the silver, some things won't. Some things will work really well with the MMS, some things won't. And some things will work really well with the iodine, and some things won't. I like turpentine. I prefer turpentine over a lot of things. I use turpentine for a lot of things. I mean, I just came up with a salt, simple salt remedy that treats some, pulls out some of the more gallons that's in the skin by using turpentine and salt. So,
okay.
Again, yeah, I mean, there's lots of things we have at our disposal. It's not about which is better, which works for you is the way you should be asking that question. What will work the best for you? And that's how you need to start thinking. Don't think in terms of the marketeering nonsense. Oh, this is the best product on the planet, and you need to buy this one because blah, blah, blah. It's what works.
Okay.
And what's really going to work for you, what's really going to do the job. And don't go spending tons of dollars, zillions of dollars on hyperbole and nonsense. You know, get what you really need, learn how to use it. It's all about learning proper usage as well.
Okay.
You know.
I have an email question regarding turpentine. This is from Barb. She wants to know if you can use a turpentine poultice to treat spastic muscles and to break up an aroma on the heel of your foot. If so, do you mix it with turpentine? How would you use turpentine if you did use it? How would you do it for spastic muscles or an aroma?
Well, you can just rub it in. Massage it in. Uh-huh. If it's too abrasive for you, then just cut it with peanut oil or lanolin. 1 ounce of turpentine to 4 ounces of your oil, you know, mix it up really well, and then just proceed to massage it into the area. It works really, it'll work either way. I've got people that rub it directly on their areas, and it does wonders for them. I've been using it with a salt, where you cook salt in a pan, and you get it hot, and you put it in a towel, a washcloth kind of towel. You fold it over, and then put turpentine on top of it, and then place the salt pack on the area. And it's amazing what that breaks up and what it will draw out of your system. We'll be doing a video on that eventually so people can see how we do it, and then they can, again, take it and make it better. Just a simple application is all she needs to do with that.
Okay. The house across the street is still for sale if you're interested in relocating. What kind of help would you offer someone with diabetes?
What do they want to do?
get better. if somebody is suffering from diabetes, what kind of nutritional advice would you give them?
Okay, I would first would heal the diabetes by regenerating the pancreas, repairing that, which is curable. I got a herbal mixer. We show a video on how to make a diabetic tea that has a regenerating effect on the pancreas, and then taking two supplements, acetyl-L-carnitine with alpha-lipoic acid in conjunction. They must eliminate all soy products. There is no exception. They must eliminate all grain products. Again, no exception. This is what's causing the damage. No microwave cooking, no store-bought box, bag, canned garbage. They need to learn how to cook again. We've had people here. I had one guy come to the store, was on 23 drugs. He was diabetic. We got him off all the drugs, and his diabetes no longer exists. What we did is we gave him that same tea that we showed in the video. We got him on the supplements. I'll tell you what happened with him. He was taking his insulin, and the best he could get his sugar down was 12.4. In Canada, it's slightly different in their measurements. And so the ideal is between 6 and 8. Anyway, when he got him on the supplements and the tea, he dropped him down to 5.4.
Wow.
Glycemic shock. He said he couldn't believe the effect. He said, without the drug, this, so it can be done. It can be cured. It's a curable condition. It's not even a disease. Okay, it's a lot of nonsense. Basically, diabetes is a condition of gluttony. That's what it is. It's an overloading of the system. You're constantly being told to eat 5 meals a day and to eat all this carb crap. And what's happening is the pancreas is getting overloaded, liver is getting overloaded, and you wind up breaking down. So when you give the pancreas like bitter melon and Corella and juniper berry and cinnamon bark and ginseng and neem and peppermint and bay leaf, and you mix it in a tea, you start regenerating, restoring the pancreas. And then we start using the supplements like alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-L-carnitine. That makes you more insulin sensitive, so your pancreas is not overworking. And we do give them a pancreatic enzyme to help take the load off the pancreas so that while you're eating, you can digest your food, reducing the load on the pancreas. And we seem to see success with this. So, people do get recover from this overloading of the body. It's all about genetics. Soy destroys the pancreas. Soy destroys the thyroid. Soy destroys the esophagus. It destroys the intestine. It must not be consumed. It should never have been put in the food supply in the first place. All this nonsense about how great and wonderful it was again a marketing ploy, because it's nothing but a food that, again, is destroys your insides. It literally drains your body of so many nutrients. It drains your body of calcium, magnesium, manganese, zinc, vitamin D. This is why so many of you need vitamin. Iodine, B12, B2. Again, it's not something anybody should be using.
All righty, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour.